In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It is a very great joy to celebrate together on this most holy night. I am very grateful to our choir and organists, our serving team, cathedral staff, especially the vergers, and everyone who has worked so hard to prepare this cathedral so beautifully for this celebration of Christmas. Over the Judean hills 2,000 years ago, the air was full of the voices of a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." And when we greet each other at Christmas, we do what the angels did. We announce something. When we announce something, we also make it more real for those who are taking the trouble to listen to us. When we wish someone a happy Christmas, we do not just express the wish that their Christmas should be happy. In reaching out in this way, we are, we hope, making it yet more happy. There is a real power in words. It was such a joy to welcome the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, to this cathedral a week ago for his carol service. He has been a good friend to us since he was first made mayor. A ceremony he chose should happen here in this cathedral church, recognizing it as a place of welcome for all. It was moving a week ago to hear him speak of how he has valued the welcome he receives here, a Muslim with honest differences of opinion about important religious questions, lovingly welcomed, as we hope all should be in Christ's church. He concluded with real sincerity and integrity, "From my family to yours, happy Christmas." There was one other thing he said, however, that particularly struck me, because it is something I have often, in different ways, been moved to say myself. "Politicians, journalists, all of us," he said, "let's try and get the best out of each other." This is indeed a word in season, as the Brexit debate continues to cause deep rifts in our national life, with goodwill in danger of becoming its casualty. The Mayor of London appealed powerfully for speaking well of one another and for a renewed focus on what we have in common. When we choose our words with care, they are a blessing to others. Of course, we do not deny there is sorrow and loss and evil in the world. We look those things in the eye. But on this night of all nights, we know that goodness is the fundamental truth, that love is stronger than hate. Life goes beyond death. Hope is deeper than fear. Indeed, through the eyes of faith, we know that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. When we speak these truths out, we help bring them into being in our daily world. For there is much good in this world. There is so much to be thankful for, and speaking of these things should always be the first words on our lips. Last week I preached at a candlelit carol service in the beautiful chapel of St. Thomas's Hospital. Nobody wants to be in hospital as Christmas approaches, for illness is indeed a sorrow. But there was such a spirit of goodwill, and indeed the vast depth of medical skill represented was a collective promise of our care for one another. Even in the hardest situations, there are signs of hope. After the service, I met a patient waiting for heart transplant surgery, a very difficult period in her life. A few weeks ago, I had been asked to grant a special permission for her marriage to be solemnized in the hospital, which I had very gladly done. And it was a great joy to meet the new bride, looking forward with hope, even whilst facing great uncertainty. For all that we are concerned about where our country is going, from our different perspectives and convictions, it is all too easy to take so many blessings for granted in this land of great opportunity and hope. Clean water, free medical care and education, the freedom to cast our votes and say what we think, these are great and wondrous gifts. We must never cease striving for justice and having the courage to speak out against injustice whenever and wherever we see it. There are still vast inequalities in our midst. There is visible hardship alongside visible affluence and growing numbers of homeless people throughout London. Many of our parish communities of faith have taken the lead in supporting the growing network of food banks. It is a scandal that we even need them. We must never cease seeking out the lost and those who hunger and thirst. Our presence and engagement is and will be a blessing to others. The angels announce their message of joy, and this makes the world more joyful. And what do the shepherds do? They go with haste and make known what they have been told. Others are then told what they heard, and St. Luke wrote it down. And it has come to us, and this very gospel has been proclaimed in our midst as we worship together tonight. And now we, in our own way, go out from here and speak the good and true word in our daily encounters, knowing that God's loving purposes are fulfilled in the birth of the Christ child. This is the good news of our salvation, and it is ours for the sharing. By contrast, the harsh word, the word of division and rejection, the word of defensive aggression, of anger and contempt, the scoring of points against those who think and speak differently to us, this is often, sadly and regrettably, the easier word to say. The quiet, respectful word which gives shape to our convictions can be hard to find and particularly hard to say before the moment passes. It calls for discipline and practice and courage. Often this good speaking has to start from good listening, and that is not easy either. And there is a cost, for to affirm someone, to offer friendship, to see the best in a situation, can make one vulnerable to rejection. But this kind of blessing, this depth to our Christmas greetings, has this about it too. It is true. When we affirm one another, when we speak well of each other and of what we have in common, when we point with our words to the best in one another, when we choose the language of faith, hope, and love, then we are speaking the truth. And though we know this at all seasons, we know it in all its fullness and richness this night on which the angels sang to the glory of God in heaven and on earth, peace and goodwill. Let this become our reality, and let our words and actions in this coming year be those of peace and goodwill, the Lord being our helper. Amen.